I was diagnosed with myeloma, a cancer of the blood system. After I was first diagnosed, when I saw the consultant for the first time, there is a particular group of people that they're interested in to go on the trials, people who are first diagnosed, people who are reasonably healthy, even though they've got the myeloma. So I was a prime candidate, really, to be asked to go on the trial. And at my initial consultation, they asked me to consider that and gave me some documentation all about the trial and what it would involve.
So that was fairly early on. Did you feel quite informed about what it was that would be happening, and then what was it that did happen that might be different from other patients?
I was given the documentation about the trial, which was very comprehensive, explaining all about the drugs and what would happen and so on. I suppose what I wasn't aware of really is just really what my problem was. You know, myeloma, what was it? How does it affect me? And so on. It was very early days. In a way, the decision to go on the trial was partly based on a feeling of, will I be safer on the trial or will I not be safer on the trial? Given the information that I was given about the trial and how I could drop out at any time, I didn't have to completely go through it, and I would just drop back to the standard treatment if I didn't continue with the trial and so on. I thought, well, you know, the risk of anything going wrong in that sense, of being on the trial versus not being on the trial, was quite small, and I thought I would feel safer personally, I think, because what a trial does as well is, of course, they're having a much closer look at you in terms of the tests that they do, you know, measuring your bloods and all the kind of things that they need to measure for the trial. And so you are really well monitored, more so than you would be if you just went through the standard treatment. And that gives you a kind of feeling of, you know, well, safety, really.
And I guess for you, that would mean that you would effectively have this access to people who you know are experts in that field and are particularly interested in curing what it was you had.
Exactly. My treatment is discussed by people who are real experts in myeloma treatment and developing these new drugs and new systems to overcome the myeloma. And I'm part of that group that's being, you know, closely monitored, and that certainly gives me a much greater feeling of security.
So that's how you felt at the beginning, was that you thought this would be kind of your experience on the trial, and I guess that's continued through it. You do feel like you've kind of got that access.
Well, it's been great. Not just the experts in the background who review it, but the people in the front line running the trials are specialists, you know, clinical specialists, and they're brilliant. They are lovely people, and they don't just treat you as a guinea pig. You're actually making a real relationship with them, and they're really concerned about you and how you're progressing through the trial.